Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. I'm Renee. How can I assist you?
Hey, Renee. How you doing today?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'd like to, I've been corresponding with a few of your associates on the email customer service communication, and I'd like to order one of the Back to the Future binders. Just the binder.
Okay, just the binder. Okay.
Yeah. And they said they... Yes, yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Verify your address and your email for me.
Sure. My address is 43124 Lombardy, Lombardy Drive, Canton, Michigan, 48187.
Okay.
And my email address is Ryan, Ryan, Rakoon at AOL.com.
Okay. Thank you for that information. You said you just need the binder?
Yeah, just an extra binder. I have some additional magazines that from my original subscription.
Okay, let me see here. Can we get you a binder? I'm going to put you on a brief hold. One moment.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay, they were shipping you one. Who'd you speak to?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, because
I was just getting ready to click on it and they reshipped. I guess you talked to somebody Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, last week?
Yeah, and then I was speaking with Jasmine and let's see who else here and Rachel on the email, but they, you know, I think they were accessing my old debit card number and I'm not with that bank anymore, so I don't know if they...
Oh,
did send it out. Okay. I need to probably give you my new debit card number.
Okay, just one moment.
Sure.
Yeah, but they did go ahead. They beat me to it. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, you want to update your credit card?
Yeah, I mean, did they send it out?
It hasn't gone to the warehouse yet. They just did it I think I want to say Tuesday. So whoever you spoke with did go ahead and reship it.
Okay. Well, that's strange. But they haven't charged me, though.
Probably because of the card. I do see that it's getting ready to expire.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me give you my new card so we're on the up and up, and I'm happy to pay for it.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. It's a MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5512.
Mm-hmm.
1515.
Okay.
2311.
All right.
5823.
And the year of expiration?
0125.
Okay. Come on.
Do you need the code on the back?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
All right. It's all updated.
And you're only going to be charging me for the binder, right? I'm not going to be resubscribed or anything like that.
Mm-mm. No, they'll
okay.
charge you. It'll be a few dollars.
Oh, no problem. So, it's like $10?
No, I said a few dollars.
Oh, a few dollars. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it won't be that expensive. It won't even be as much. I don't know exactly how much it'll be. It's not showing me. It'll probably be like a dollar or two or something like that in there, and they'll show you on there. And then they can also ship it with your next shipment. You have a shipment coming out on Tuesday.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I canceled my subscription because it was fulfilled. I completed the model.
Did you? Okay, wait. Let me make sure.
Yeah. So that's why
you're completely finished with the DeLorean.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, snap. I'm trying to see how can we do this. Because if it's canceled, it's not going to send you that binder. Oh, I know what to do.
I don't even know if I was missing a binder because I have magazines that came with the subscription, but I don't have enough binders to fill the... Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't mind paying for it, but I don't know if it was supposed to be included with the original subscription
order.
Yeah,
it should have been. So let me update this. Need an extra binder. You completed it, right?
Yes, yep. I completed it, and then I canceled my subscription with one of your other service.
So you want the binder. I'm thinking if we cancel it, they're not going to send that binder.
Mm-hmm.
It's closed. So you want to leave it open to make sure you get the binder and then call us back. And make sure it's canceled. Because they can't send you anything else on it anyway, because the build is completed.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing else for you to receive except for the binder. But I don't want to close your account and then you never get that binder.
I see. So you can keep the account open, but are they going to be sending me any additional subscriptions because the account's open?
Mm-mm. They can't. You don't have anything... they don't have anything left on here to send you. Everything has been fulfilled, unless you skipped something. Did you skip anything?
No. I know they had asked if I wanted to continue with the part three, but I didn't want to do that. So
part three. Let me see if that's on here. No. Let me see. Okay, so. There is another part on here. That's the part you don't want, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I just want the... And I just want to make sure that I'm not going to be charged for anything else other than the binder. That's
exactly. Okay, let me go ahead and do this.
Thank you for your friendly service. I appreciate it.
No problem. Let me just notate this so that they know what's going on. I'm going to put you on a brief hold. Is that okay?
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Okay, so that one part, I did go ahead and cancel it, but I left the other one open so that you'll be able to receive that binder. Once you receive that binder, give us a call back, and we'll make sure everything is closed out for you. Will that work for you?
You're great. Yes, that's great. What was your name again?
My name's Renee.
Renee, thank you so much. Where are you guys based out of? I know you're in the U.S., right?
Yeah, right now I'm in Montgomery in a call center, Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yes. We're here, and then the warehouse is in Meadville. So it's on the East Coast. It's with you in that area. Wait a minute. Where am I? Pennsylvania. Yeah, that's East. Yeah, okay. I have to get my
close enough.
Yeah, close enough. So how's everything going there in Michigan? You guys got any snow?
No, thank God. We did.
Are you in February.
You
are in Michigan. Okay, you're in Canton. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's good. You guys are not snow then. That's a wonderful thing.
Yep.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
I think that's it. And do you have any idea the estimation time of arrival for this?
That, let me look at your ledger and see if it actually went to the warehouse. It'll probably be at least a week or more because you're switching everything over from the United States Postal Service over to DHL.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So
for faster service?
Yes. We had many complaints about the postal service. So,
yeah, it's been really slow. I don't know if you've experienced that yourself, but
yes,
I have.
I didn't even get my light bill because of the postal service. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that sucked. Yeah. MasterCard. Yeah, they sent it to the warehouse. They just sent it to the warehouse yesterday. So give it about a week or maybe 7 days. DHL is a little bit swifter. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should see it a lot sooner than the Postal Service. So give it a call.
Cool.
If you don't have it then give us a call back. We'll go ahead and reship it again. All right?
Sounds great. All right, Renee. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help. You have a
great
day.
You too. Thanks for calling Eagle Moss. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.